With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Few details known at this moment, but Israel saying earlier in the day its forces will withdraw from all five positions in southern Lebanon in stages if Lebanon disarms Hezbollah. Texas Senate has given final approval to a new congressional voting map, sending it to Governor Greg Abbott for his signature. Democrats, though, vowing to challenge it in court. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says there's always a lot of turmoil surrounding the redrawing of congressional voting maps. Talent adds the Democrats really have absolutely no grounds for complaining about the redrawing of the maps in Texas.
They've gerrymandered Illinois incredibly. They would like to gerrymander California. They're going to try and do it. So it's going on in Texas now, and we'll see what happens. What may happen here in Missouri.
President Trump now eyeing the Windy City as the next town to launch an anti-crime plan. The story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After ordering a federal takeover of the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying National Guard troops to the streets here in the nation's capital, the president says Chicago could be his next target.
And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough.
The president claimed that people in Chicago are screaming for us to come. After that, he says he'll try and help New York. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Major wildfires in the west, in Northern California and Central Oregon. Thousands of residents have already been evacuated. Officials say no fatalities have been reported in either state, but there have been several injuries. Most of the areas have been hit with hot and dry conditions. This is SRN News. It's the classic good news, bad news poll from the United Kingdom.
The YouGov survey finds the number of young people in Britain who believe in a higher power has surged. 4 years ago, just 16% believed. Now it's 37%. The bad news is that 37% is still awfully low. And it's worth noting the question posed to British people ages 16 to 24 was, quote, "Do you believe there is a God or gods?" which suggests that some percentage of those who said yes don't actually have faith in the God of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of Jewish organizations urging America's universities to tackle anti-Semitism, even as students are about to return now for the fall semester. Anti-Defamation League and the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, as well as other groups, offering some tips on how schools can make the campus life more settling. This is SRN News. It is considered to be, by some, to be unnecessary. Others back it completely. And most admit, yes, it is controversial. California could become the first state to require restaurants to post common food allergens on each menu item.
State lawmakers are expected to vote on legislation that would make California the first state to require restaurants to disclose on their menus whether an item contains any of the 9 most common food allergens: milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, sesame, and soybeans. Matt Sutton of the California Restaurant Association says it's not practical.
You get into a situation where the menu becomes unwieldy and it becomes incredibly impractical and expensive to be constantly converting menus out with each ingredient shift that may occur and the need to do a new allergy notification.
I'm Donna Water.
And more details at srnnews.com.